Yesterday's class, one of the students asked how to do meditation. The meditation, focusing the mind, is difficult. And I gave her an example. If she was interested in cooking, she will see all the cooking shows, write down all the recipes with great interest, because my interest is there. And it is said, interest and attentions go together. If I have interest, my attention also will be there. If I have no interest, my attention also is not there. To meditate, we need to have interest, develop interest. Interest in what we are meditating. And to great achievers in whatever parts of the world, they are great meditators. As I mentioned in the beginning, a practitioner, a great achiever, will he or she would have gone through three phases. One is visualization, realization, and application, those three parts. If you have to have those three parts, any of these parts requires immense contemplation behind that one. It is not by a coincidence it happens. It's an immense thought must have gone within that one. It's a deep visualization. What is the, it's in the blueprint, the concept. Concept has to be realized. Concept by itself, if I have a concept by itself, it's of no value. People will say, he talks so many things, never implements. So people won't put any weight behind that person. I had to have concept, I have to realize that concept. It is called as realization. People in spirituality, they talk about realized person. Realized person is not something airy-fairy word. Realized, the idea, concept that person had. Realization of that one, realization. Realization by itself is not the end. It should have an application. What is its application for me and others? You have to apply. For that, meditate. To meditate, to calm your mind. Calm your mind. Contemplate on the what is dear to you. The supreme indweller is the most dearest. Dearer than the dearest. And there is a mantra, Namaste Vasudevaya Prayasame Priyottama. I have many dear things, but you are the most dearest. I have so many dear things, it's okay, but the most dearest, contemplate on that one. What is the most dearest? Contemplate. That is the Supreme Lord, has to be. He sustains, supports the whole universe. He is the most dearest. Try to develop love for him. How I will develop love? Reflect on the scriptures. Whatever religion you're from, read on that one. It's all religion is talking about the same. That one, read, slowly read. Read about the great masters. Develop the interest for that one. Develop the interest. Slowly, love for that most dearest develops. When that happens, mind can go in. Mind can go in. When the mind starts going in, the ideas, concepts, whatever new concepts, new ideas dawn in you. Ideas itself, when you start going in, it gives the solution also. How to handle that situation. If I am going through some complicated issues in my personal life or difficult time, through when you start going in, you start getting the solution also. When you get the solution, it says how to apply also. Go within, go within, go within. and the joy, the looking at the eyes of the meditator, there is a glow is there. There's a joy in the eyes, you can make out. I gave an example in the beginning last week, one lady from Hong Kong, multimillionaire, it's now in 60s, it's spent whole life in earning. And now, when she came to me with anxiety, depression, and long face, and she was saying that, how long I have to put up with this one? Will my life be like this? And the end result of her life, I invested so much of time in making money, I thought that is the real wealth. Now, if I ask her in one word, tell me the essence of your life. You lived 60 years or 70 years, one word. She will say bitter, disappointing. And the essence of her life ended with the bitterness, disappointment, dejection, not worth living. That is not the purpose of life. If I want to say, after living for 60, 70, 80 years, in one word, if my soul departs, if another soul asks, in one word, how was it? If I say, disappointing, depressing, bitter, it is a great, I'm injustice to the Creator. I'm doing a great injustice to the Creator. On the other token, if somebody asks this soul, or any point, how was your life? Joy, happiness, blissful. I will do it again. And I will come back. Whatever I did, I enjoyed it. If I say that one, that is the cream, that is the essence of my living, is one word. If I want to put it, then it is the respect I am giving to the Creator. It's worth living. The meditation says, so go in, discover the joy in you, discover the beauty in you. Don't say bitter, disappointing, depressing. That is not what we are here for. We want to enjoy the, bring out the joy in you. Joy. We have to come out. That joy, it has to come out. Then it is worth living. And our children also should remember us. It's through that way. Not a person, I want to get out of this one. That never say that one. Anyone, if they don't say to the people, I had enough, I want to get out of here. Don't say that one. Pray for a long life. And pray that may whatever difficulties has to come, may it come. But give me the strength to bear it. Pray that one. Give me the strength to endure the difficulty. Give me the long life. I want to experience this joy. We don't know when we will get this opportunity. When we depart, if any other soul asks that one, we should be able to respond. It's a joyful experience, blissful experience, meaningful life. And that is the purpose of meditation. Develop a love for the most dearest. Go within. The beauty in you should come out. Left thumb and index finger together.